Today with Joseph Prince.
You go by faith instead of natural eyesight. Amen. Wait, you look at naturally and there's no supply. Amen. But you go by faith. And your life will be a life of thanksgiving. And you'll be happy. You advance in your years. As your days increase, your strength will increase. Amen. Amen. Your rest will increase. There's no hope in and of myself. Then God says, I give you Jesus. All supplies in Him. He must be your all in all. Amen. And men still have yet to learn that lesson. When I think about the many sessions I have to preach, I think, thank God for the supply will be there, Lord. I thank you for the supply. I open my Bible and I believe supply is there. So during one of these times, all right, I was opening my Bible. I saw a vision. It's not an open vision. It is like inward vision. But I saw the Lord standing in front of me like this, okay? And straight away I knew where it was. It was the feeding of the 5,000 when a boy came to Jesus and gave him 5 loaves and 2 small fish. The Bible used the word 2 small fish. Maybe it's like sardine size. All right, that's in the Greek, by the way. 2 small fish and 5 loaves and 2 fish. And what I saw Jesus in front of me was that he was coming to me. In his hand was 5 loaves and the other hand was 2 fish. All right, so he was supplying me with the food of life for the Italianos, you know. He was giving me the food and he said to me something very powerful. He said to me this. He says, look at this numerals, 5 here and 2 here. All right, and look up the Hebrew. Now, I've never done that, but I'm going to show you something that happened, and it's going to bless you, all right, because the revelation is still going on. All right, let me just show you real quick. How many want to learn some Hebrew?
Yes.
All right, look at this word here for father, Aleph. By the way, Aleph, all right, every Hebrew letter has a picture. Every Hebrew letter has a number. For example, when they want to put number 2, they don't put number 2. They put the letter bet. All right, so every Hebrew letter has a picture. The picture is always constant. Every Hebrew letter has a number. That's why they don't put numbers like 1, 2, 3. They put a letter. Like their A means 1. Their B means 2. Okay? So this is Aleph, the first letter of the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, Aleph. Then we have the next letter, Bet. Right? Which is a house. Okay? Bet, the numerical value for Bet is 2. Say 2. Aleph is 1, Bet is 2. Aleph can also be 1,000. Bet is 2. Okay? So that was Aleph, this is Bet. Put them together, you have Abba. 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 You get it? Abba. Which is Abba. Alright? Put the 2 pictures together, you have leader of the house. I've taught this before.
Yep.
Got it? Leader of the house. Who is the leader of the house? The father, Abba. Abba is the leader of the house. So that tells us naturally in our house today, the father should be the leader. If the father is an absentee father, whether it's physically or emotionally, the wife can be the leader, okay? Doesn't mean that it's hopeless for that situation. No, 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 no. All right? Some of your wives think that that's why I'm the leader. No, 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 no. Your husband is the leader, all right? If he's a believer, he's a leader, amen? If he's not a leader, complain to your pastor. All right, so this is Abba. Now notice, get familiar with the letter. Aleph on the right, picture of sacrificial ox. Bet is the house, all right? Leader of the house. You can say Jesus is the leader of the house. Or Abba, the father of the family, is the leader of the house, all right? Now let's put one very, very lovely letter. I love this letter, Hey, which represents grace. Right smack in between, okay? This hey is an open door, open window, sorry. Now, the reason we say it's open window, all right, even the rabbi says they don't fully understand grace. You know why? Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So they say that it is a window that looks out at something they do not know what. So because of that, we can define it as grace because the numerical value for hey is 5, number of grace. So let's take hey, grace, the letter of grace, numerical value is 5. And let's put it in between Abba, Aleph and Bet. Okay, let's take it and put it in between Abba. All right? He comes in between. Now you have the Hebrew word for love, Ahav. So the father, in the midst of his heart, there's love. In the midst of the house, there's love. The father does not rule with commands. The father rules with love. It's all about love. Okay? Ahav. Do you see that? Ahav. Hey, Ahav. What does love do? Love doesn't take, love gives.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you didn't hear what I'm saying. What does love do? Love Gifts. Now, church, look up here. This is worth writing, okay? This is from the Holy Spirit. I received this from the Lord. The Lord said to me, grace supplies, love gives, faith takes. One more time. Grace supplies, love gives. What does faith do?
Takes.
Now, which is your part? Love? No. Which is your part? Grace? No. Your part is faith. The taking is faith. All right? Faith takes. Now, if God is giving, 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 and you are also giving, 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 giving to God, nobody is taking. Is that deep? All right? So when God gives, you must take. So when hey comes in, it becomes aha. Okay, watch this. What the Lord said to me in the hotel room when he came. See, look at this. This is five, and this is two fish. Look at five and two. So go back to the picture here. We have a picture here. Look at this. Jesus, five loaves in one hand and two fish. All right, what's the numerical letter for five? Is hey. All right, so hey is on the right. Can you see that? So Jesus is Aleph, by the way, because Aleph Taf. Remember Aleph Taf? Jesus, the sacrificial ox. Taf is cross. Jesus on the cross. All right? For that, some of you, I might lose you here, but real quick, I just want to bless the, you know, the rest of you understand Aleph Taf, and then we go on to our sermon again. So Aleph is Jesus. Then we have He for five loaves. Then two is Bet. So you put them together like a triangle. Aleph, He, Bet, Ahav. Love. Do you see that? Go back to the picture of love again. Aleph, He, Bet. So Jesus comes first. All right? Go back to the picture again. Jesus comes first. He's Aleph. All right? His right hand comes second. Bible has mentioned loaves first and then fish. Not fish and loaves. Loaves and fish. All right? So Jesus comes first, Aleph. Then comes He. Then comes Bet. Do you see that? You want some more?
Yes.
You sure you can take it? The name of God is Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey, right? So Yud is an open hand. The picture is an open hand. Always an open hand. You see, you can't carry the bread with a closed hand. It's an open hand, right? So Yud, then we have five. Hey, you have Yah. The short name of God. When you say Hallelujah. Do you see that? Hallelujah. Who is that? Yah. Yahweh. Yud, Hey. So you have open hand, Yud. Hey, grace. He's giving us grace all the time. All right? In the bread. The bread is a picture of Him, the bread of life. All right? Bread can be healing. Jesus talked about the children's bread when the woman came for healing for her daughter. All right? So bread is healing. Bread is supply. Got it? Look at the left hand. We have established number two is bet. Right? But fish. Is there a picture for fish? Is there a letter, Hebrew letter, picture for fish? Yes, there is. What letter? Nun. The letter Nun is the picture for fish. So you put Nun down there, fish. Together they spell Ben, which means son. So you have Yah, the name of God. You have Jesus, the son. All right? The numerical value of Nun. Just now you saw numerical value of Bet is 2. The numerical value of Nun is 50. Which means God is supplying you what? Not just swarming prosperity. He's also supplying you grace. He's supplying you Himself, the bread of life. He's supplying you healing, because healing is the children's bread. And in His left hand, He's supplying you prosperity. And the numerical value for Nun is 50. He's supplying you jubilee, freedom. Wow. He's supplying you cancellation of your debt. He's supplying you restoration of all that you have lost, of all the devil has taken. He's supplying you. His hands are all full of supply. Amen. Are you listening, folks? Amen. All right? 50 is also the number for the Holy Spirit, because on the day of Pentecost, Pentecost means 50. All right? From Passover, God gave the Holy Spirit. So the fish is also a picture of the Holy Spirit. Nun is a picture of the Holy Spirit, number 50. Supply Jubilee, He supplied the Holy Spirit. So you have God the Father, Yah. You have Jesus, the bread of life. You have the Holy Spirit symbolized by fish. Wow. You have all the Trinity there. God is constantly supplying you good stuff. Are you receiving? Yes. Pastor, I want to receive. You must pray. Your prayer must be, enlarge my capacity to receive. Enlarge my capacity. Amen? Amen. You know, the Lord spoke to me and says, this sermon, people be healed right where they are sitting. Amen. All of a sudden you find supply, you know, we talk about supply, which is already there. My talking about supply doesn't make it there. It's already there. Amen. But the more we talk about it, the more you receive it. Amen? Are you listening? Faith takes. All right, you take little, it is little. So when Jesus multiplied the loaves and fishes, he supplied love gifts, grace supplies. Look at how the people took in John chapter 6. Jesus took the loaves, all right? And when he gave thanks, always the loaves first, you see? That's why I put the loaves on the right hand. Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish, look at this, as much as they wanted. You underline that. The Bible says the supply flowed as long as there was the demand. You see, in world economics, economics is based on law of supply and demand, right? We all learned that in economics class, which I failed. All right? So it's based on scarcity of supply and greatness of demand. Usually the supply does not exceed the demand. The demand always exceeds the supply. But in the kingdom of God, the demand is always lesser than the supply. Amen. There are not too many people receiving, you see. You know, and it's amazing that in the kingdom of God, it's not like the kingdom of the world. That's why stop thinking about the kingdom of the world. Stop thinking like the world. All right? The kingdom of God is like this. When Jesus broke the bread, there were only 5 loaves and 2 fish, but there were about more than 5,000 people. Yet from 5 loaves and 2 fish, when he broke it, listen, this is the kingdom of God. It is added by division. In our culture, when you divide something, you lose it. All right? But this is addition by division, and then the disciples took it and broke it further, and multiplication by subtraction. Wow. Okay, this is the kingdom of God. The more you share, the more you have. I said, the more you give, the more you have. Amen. So the kingdom of God, as long as you are doing it God's way, you must realize the supply is flowing, and in the flow of the supply, when you give, all right, it will add and it will multiply, even though you are subtracting. Amen. Even though you are dividing. Are you with me? So the people took as much as they wanted. The moment they the next line, so when they were filled, when they were, watch out, filled, they say, cannot anymore. They are filled. Jesus says, get up the fragments that remain. And you all know the story. There were 12 baskets full, left over. The supply of God is always greater than man's demand. And you decide on the supply, how much you take. God doesn't. This is what destroys religious thinking. All right? You decide. God is liberal. God does not give with a niggardly hand. God is not stingy. He's not miserly. All right? God loves you. And what is love? Supply-oriented. Supply is coming all the time, okay? And what happened is that when we start feeling jealous of someone, we start feeling, you know, jealousy is a small heart manifesting. Lust, for example. Why do people lust? Lust for things. Lust for another person. Lust for this, lust for that. Lust is the beggar's badge, you know, from a heart of emptiness. Whenever you realize that you're full, okay, you're supplied, why do people lust for others? Because they have no confidence that God will supply. They have no confidence that God loves them and God will maximize their fulfillment. Therefore, they look to others. And others come promising fulfillment. All right, another woman may come, all right, and tempt you, all right. She will only succeed if you don't believe in God's love for you, that God alone is sufficient, His supply alone is fulfilling. Okay, the moment you don't believe that, you'll be open to temptation. Let me just show you this from the story of Eve, Adam and Eve, okay? Look at this in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 11. Paul says, I'm jealous for you with godly jealousy, for I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest somehow as a serpent deceived Eve. So Eve was deceived. We're going to look in a while's time how the deception happened. The serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted also from the simplicity that is in Christ. Okay, from the simplicity that's in Christ. Now, because the church today has forgotten the simple simplicity that's in Christ, the gospel is simple, though profound. It's grace. Like what I'm teaching today is simple. Law is demand, all right? You put yourself under law when you think it's demanded of me to supply, all right? But grace is what? Supply. Simple. This is the simplicity that's in Christ. Amen? If you forget the simplicity, what's going to happen? Next verse, all right? For if he who comes preach another Jesus, a demanding Jesus, whom we have not preached, then what's going to happen? Or if you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you might well put up with it. Paul was angry. So Paul is saying, the moment you forget the simplicity that's in Christ, you will start to preach another Jesus. You start to believe another Jesus. And there are people preaching Jesus like, there are pastors today who say that Jesus is supplying. They are referring to me. And yet we know Jesus said, if your eye offend you, pluck it out and throw it from thee. If your hand offend you, cut it off with a samurai sword. Okay, that was added. All right? And throw your arm from you. All right? Here, let me give you a hand. And then they say Jesus supplying all the time. No, we see Jesus demanding. So they are trying to make it sound like, you know, we're not preaching the full gospel. When actually the reason he demanded, all right, he demanded so strict, so, you know, his demand was so strict, so fine, so accurate, so perfect that everyone became guilty. He says, adultery is not sleeping bodily with a woman. Adultery is when you undress her in your mind. And straight away, everyone is guilty. Everyone is guilty, even all those who are laughing nervously. Everyone is guilty. So the reason he demand is because he's using the law as what? Don't forget, law is demand. And it brings you to the end of yourself. That you might write, there's no hope in and of myself. Then God says, I give you Jesus. All supply is in him. He must be your all in all. Amen. And men still have yet to learn that lesson. Okay? Are you with me? So Eve was deceived. Go back to verse 3. Eve was deceived from the simplicity, and she was deceived by the devil in the serpent. Okay? So let's go to the story of Eve, and let's see what happened. And in Genesis, third chapter. And out of the ground, the Lord God made every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden. Chapter 2, excuse me, verse 9. The tree of life, where was the tree of life? All right, this is the tree that God never forbade man to eat from. The tree of life is a picture of Jesus Christ. Where was the tree of life? It was in the midst of the garden. All right, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Now, tree of knowledge of good and evil is not in the midst. Or else you'll put tree of life and the tree of knowledge in the midst. The tree of life is in the midst. And the last fact is just mentioned that God also made this tree. Okay? But notice in God's mind, what is in the center of the garden? The tree of life. Hello? Tree of life. In God's mind, what is in the center? Life. Tree of life. Got it? Can I ask you a question? How do you know what's the center of anything? Unless there are boundaries. If the Garden of Eden was a square, I can point the center. Even if it's a complete circle, I can point the center. But the Garden of Eden has no boundaries. So if there's no boundaries, who decides what is in the midst? God's word alone must supply the answer. Amen. So the word midst means what? Top priority. Central focus, right? Life. To God, life is a central focus. Now, go to Eve's temptation. Chapter 3. The serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden. We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden. We may eat. Now, God didn't even say that. God did not say, you may eat the fruit of all the trees in the garden. Let's go to the previous chapter, see what God said. The Lord God commanded the man saying, this is the command of every tree of the garden. You may shout, freely eat. See the spirit. See the heart. See the love. See the goodness. See the supply. And what supply? In bountiful measure. There's a lot of preaching today that minimizes God's goodness, minimizes God's, you know, put conditions on God's supply. But of the, now look at another mentality she had. This is important. She said, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden. God has said you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Now stop, stop. Who is the one that decides what is in the midst? God. God has decided what tree will be in the midst? Tree of life. But somehow, Eve began to see the tree of prohibition as the tree in the midst. What is in the midst of your heart? What is in the midst of your mind? Is it Christian life is about don't? Or is it, wow, I've come to church to learn my supply. Amen. Amen. Caleb looked at the enemies and saw bread. What do you see? He saw supply. Others saw giants. Amen. Are you demand-centered or are you supply-oriented? If you look carefully, you'll find that even in the Bible, it tells us that God is constantly supplying us the Spirit and working miracles among us. Amen. All right, real quick, Galatians 3. Therefore, he who supplies is present, active, participle. The Spirit to you. Works miracles is present, active, participle. All right, does God do it by the works of the law? All right, by demand principle or by the hearing of faith? By supply principle, principle of taking. Which one? All right, and the word supplies the Spirit is constant supplying. Active means God himself is doing it actively. All right, and not only that, God is constantly working miracles among you. Can I have a good amen? Amen. And then we close with this last verse, all right? Deuteronomy 33, give them, okay, good. As your days, so shall your strength be. Say it, as your days, so shall your strength be. Now in the world, when you listen to the news and you listen to medical science reports and all that, they'll tell you as people grow older, there are age-related diseases, okay? This is the world and it's a fact in the world, as far as the world is concerned. But in the kingdom of God, as your days be, so shall your strength. Now, do you know one thing? All right, as you go forward into the future, your days are getting more. All right? You don't go backwards, right? Your days don't get lesser. You won't go back to single digit. Right? You'll go more and more and more. But what God is saying here is that the more your days increase, the more your strength will increase. It's opposite from the kingdom of the world. Can I have a good amen? And look at, but the word strength here appears only down here. And it's a beautiful word that implies rest as well. So I'm going to give you the Amplified Bible. Amplified Bible is beautiful. It says, and as your days, so shall your strength, your rest, and security be. Amen. So the more as you advance in your years, all right, the more strength there'll be. The more youthfulness there'll be. The more security and rest there'll be. Can I have a good amen? This is a promise of Moses when he prophesied over the tribe of Asher. Asher means happy one. Asher is the happy one. All right, your baby's name is Asher. The happy one. All right? So it's a promise to the happy one. Are you a happy Christian? Do you see supply where others see demand? Amen. Do you go by faith instead of natural eyesight? Amen. Where you look at naturally and there's no supply? Amen. But you go by faith. And your life will be a life of thanksgiving. And you'll be happy. And when you are happy, this promise, the more you advance in your years, as your days increase, your strength will increase. Amen. Amen. Your rest will increase. Hallelujah. And my time is up. Praise God. Give Jesus the praise. Amen. Hallelujah.
The only reason to come boldly is to know Jesus came to fulfill the will of the Father, to remove the first, to establish the second. The main focus of the new covenant, their sins and their lawless deeds, I will remember no more.
As a thank you for your gift of any amount to the ministry, we want you to have Joseph's latest 4-CD audio series, God's Will for You. Do you have questions about God's will in your life? Join Joseph as he unveils from the Bible what God's will really is. Get this essential audio series and begin to live the victorious life that God wants you to have. And for a gift of $75 or more to the ministry, you will also receive the Power of the Cross 3 DVD album. Are there failures in your life that have left you feeling ashamed or condemned? In this DVD series, find out why you don't have to remain this way. Be established in your right standing in Christ today with this powerful resource. Get your copy and be deeply rooted in God's truth today. Call 1-877-769-5433 or visit josephprince.org today.
There was a lot of us that were crying out to God saying, you've got to send us an answer because we know that this is not the true gospel. But we just don't know where we don't get where we're missing it. And so I think it took all of those prayers to bring a man from Singapore into America. And so everything that Pastor Prince is preaching about Jesus Christ is applicable to every situation. When I wake up in the morning, I expect good and not evil. I'm not waiting for the second shoe to drop. It's not dropping. Through his teaching, you'll just learn to trust God at all times. Even when you stumble and you fall, you know that you and God are still close, that there's no space in between you all at all. If you want to be set free, if you want to know that God is for you, if you want to understand all the different dimensions of Christ and why it's applicable to you today, then you want to listen to Joseph Prince's ministry.
Joseph Prince Ministries is a Section 501c3 nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax deductible for the amount that exceeds any fair market value of the materials you receive from us.